Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is The Breakdown. I'll be your host, Clay Shrum, and with me is James Rock Summit and Marcus Dixon.
Kilo.
All right, I'm sorry. Kilo. We got Kilo in studio. And running the boards is my main man, Mr. Biggs.
What's up?
Stephen Hailbig. All right, so we got a few things going on. I'm going to give you a little introduction about the show. This is going to be a focus and coverage and discussion of the NFL, college football, high school recruiting, fantasy football, college basketball, the NBA, and high school recruiting for college basketball.
About time for some real sports talk.
Yeah.
Real.
Telling you, man.
All right. So, guys, we're going to go through. Like I said before at the beginning of the show, I'm Clay Shrum. I'm originally from Lincolnton, North Carolina, here in the Charlotte area. 29. This is my first ever show at the Connecticut School of Broadcasting. We're hoping to get this thing going on. Marcus, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm originally from the M-Town, which is, you know, Memphis, Tennessee.
Let's get that mic just a little bit.
Oh, my bad. Let me get it a little right. I got to stop leaning on it.
That way all the honey dips there out go. There can hear that voice.
There we go.
Puppies. Hear the puppies.
Puppies, baby. I love the puppies. Anyways, from the M-Town, Memphis, Tennessee. Grew up, you know, Volunteers fan. Then somehow magically fell in love with the USC Trojans, which is the real USC, Southern Cal. You know what I'm saying? Real champions. But anyways, been around sports my whole life. Played football at Independence High School, the best high school in, you know, Charlotte area, North Carolina area, that matter. And that's about it, man. Love sports.
All right. James, Mr. Summit, what you got for us?
Man, I am 35 from Charlotte, North Carolina.
My whole life.
You know, love all sports, man. You name it. Even a little bit of wrestling, as Mr. Biggs knows.
Yes.
NFL, college, yeah, whatever. But, you know, just wanting to make the show the best we can, and I'm sure we will.
All right, good deal. Now on the wheels of steel, the man behind the glass, we got Mr. Biggs. What's up, man?
Well, I'm Mr. Biggs. I like long walks on the beach.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's white.
Especially no, gentlemen.
Well, I am a Panthers fan. Of any sports
Smart
at all
man.
Would have to be Panthers. I grew up in a family that my dad and mom both went to South Carolina. No relation with South California.
Southern.
It's not Southern. South.
Southern. See, that's how much I know about sports. Oh. And my
Your
brother went to East Carolina.
We need a new show host.
So
it's on a T-shirt, man. Damn.
Well, I can't read that. It says Trojans. But, yeah, you know, I've been here all my life. So, Panthers, let's talk about Panthers if we can.
All right, well, we'll see if we can get into that here in just a little bit. But we are going to start off with the NFL. In doing some research, some pre-reading for the show, the left tackle for the Kansas City Chiefs, Eric Winston, also a member of the NFLPA, a spokesperson for the league, he came out and he said that he regrets giving Roger Goodell absolute power. And he's referencing, of course, to the Bounty Gate scandal, in which the pay-for-play scheme that has all the Saints in hot water. But he said that when they signed the CBA, that he regretted not having some sort of checks and balance in his system to regulate Roger Goodell's unlimited, as it seems, power. So we're going to get into that, but do you guys think that Roger Goodell has too much power?
I think the man's got way too much power. He's like a dictator. Every time some kind of punishment is dished out, he has the ultimate say-so, no matter what, no matter if it's appealed or if it's thrown out there.
The other thing, handles all the appeals.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I think he doesn't – maybe a little bit too much power, but you know what? He needs to have a person to check him. He needs to have an appeal system. If
exactly.
It's what's the coach from Oakland? I can't remember. Offensive line coach.
Oh, man, I don't.
I can't remember.
Line,
he used to be off.
Mike Tice, the offensive line
coach
now.
No, he used to be the head coach. He was offensive lineman, then offensive line coach, and then head coach. Black guy.
No, I
can't remember.
Oh, the
anyway,
from last year?
No, a couple years ago. But anyway, he's a Hall of Famer. I mean, why don't you give a Hall of Famer that used to be, you know, somebody that used to play the game to be over appeals.
Well, that's a good point.
I thought that's what the main guy for the Players Association should have been.
No, Demore Smith. No. But the thing is, the commissioner, he is the judge, jury, and executioner. There's exactly. Nobody else out there, and it would be really nice if they could, you know, incorporate something, whether it be former players or former executives, have a mixture of the two. Maybe a former owner, or maybe an owner that is a current owner. You know, you could have one of those. You could have some former players, and maybe even a current player, that they could form some kind of a cabinet or something like that, a committee that could oversee, give a little oversight, and see if they can, if these things pass the smell test that Roger's just throwing out these. It's like the FCC. You remember that from class where the guy comes in and says there's no rhyme or reason to the fines. It's just today it's $12,000, tomorrow it might be $4,000, and then the next day it's $83,000. So there's no checks and balances. Roger Goodell's just handing out stuff left and right.
I do like that he's got the power, because, you know, in other sports, it's too drawn out. He's making a decision, but there should be an appeals process.
Well, David Stern
where there
has
should
the same,
be something to do it.
David Stern has, you know, pretty much the same power, but you don't see him cutting players' heads off.
But you know what?
He doesn't do anything.
But the NBA,
he took care of Ron Artest.
Hey,
Ron Artest.
Because he had to.
No. Hey, Marcus, come on.
But
NBA,
still, he don't nowhere near have –
The NBA process is a joke, man, compared to NFL.
Yeah,
you know,
there's no real no real discipline structure in the NBA.
But it's not really just the discipline structure, but look how he doesn't like suspend players for an entire year without even having enough evidence to support the fact that he's suspending them for an entire year.
No, I agree.
Because what evidence has come out on Jonathan Vilma? What evidence have you seen on Sean Payton? You haven't seen really anything on these people.
Well, and we haven't seen everything, but here's the thing, though, and that's the one thing with giving Jonathan Vilma the whole year. I mean, their NFL careers is not that long.
It's over.
You know, he might not play again. He already said he might not play again. So
that's fine with me.
Yeah, I know that's fine with Clay over here.
I can't stand it.
But I mean
as far as a man's career, that's kind of jacked
up.
Yeah,
that is.
But they should have like an appeal process. I'm not saying at least have an appeal process. But you know what? The players agreed to it,
and
so
they need
to stick with it.
Have former players and coaches and executives or whatever, have them on the fucking or the freaking jury.
Yep.
And let them support the facts, because they know what they're going for. They know what they're looking for. Know what's right and what's wrong.
But I think the players right now just need to shut up and go on, because you know what? They agreed to the CBA.
All right, we're gonna get to. Yeah, I want you to hang on to that comment right there, because we're gonna get back to that in just a second. Now, my other question, as far as it goes with Roger Goodell, and you know the proclaimed wussification of the league, the taking out the big hits, the fining players. Players for good defensive strong tackles. I mean, this game was built on, you know, the violence, players head-on collisions, you know, kickoff coverages, knocking people out. That's what made this game so exciting for the fans. I mean, you got your big offensive plays too, but those big hits, man, there's something about that just draws you in. Mm-hmm. Now, is Roger Goodell, with his, you know, recent changes to the league as far as moving the kickoffs up, pretty much eliminating that from any kind of contention in the league? I mean, it pretty much took the whole play out of the game. Do you think that Roger Goodell is ruining the fundamental game of football?
I think he's taking a lot of the excitement, like you said, a lot of the physical play out of football. As far as like the kickoff, I think that's eventually just going to be just disappear. I think it's going to suck, but it's going to eventually just be taken away, because you can't even run the ball back. Kickers are so strong now, they just kick it out of the freaking end zone like it's nothing.
Yeah,
and you're taking a lot of the excitement and a lot of the momentum change out of a football game, because you know how many times a kickoff return or a punt return can make a drastic change in a football game. It's just completely swing the other team back into winning the game, or possibly taking it into overtime. Yeah, Devin Hester's a perfect example.
That's the biggest thing. You're taking star players. Like, think about it. I mean, I know he doesn't do it anymore, but even right here in Charlotte, Steve Smith. I mean, he was an electrifying punt and kick returner. If he would have come into the league now, I mean, there's no way he would have made his name as a kickoff or I mean, he could have still done it as a punt returner.
He probably wouldn't have made the team off to begin with.
That's like the guy y'all just drafted, Joe Adams, too.
That's the same thing with Terrell Davis. never would have made the team if he wasn't on the punt return.
Yeah, because the special teams. That's how a lot of players make their name in this league, and that's a springboard for them to get an opportunity at another position.
Exactly.
Tim Tebow.
Oh God, don't talk.
Don't even. We can't even go on radio without Tim Tebow.
I'm sorry. Hey, punt return, man.
We're talking on NFL here, not college. Oh, we'll get to that in a little bit. We can bring up Tim Tebow.
But who let Emmitt Smith in the room, huh?
I like as far as you're talking about hits. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And some players are targeted a lot more than others. Like, for example, James Harrison.
Well,
that man can't catch a break for nothing.
He
can't even hit somebody without somebody crying.
Goodell's going a little bit far with the hits. I mean, that's what NFL is. Hits, violent. I mean, it's a violent game. You don't want to play the game, don't play it.
Exactly.
Well, you know, Kurt Warner talked about his kids. I'm not going to let my kids play the game. He knew what he got into when he
Kurt
played.
Kurt Warner's a wussy now.
So, yeah. But,
he always cried.
I mean, football is a violent sport. That's the way it is. That's the way it's always be, hopefully.
He never got hit until he left St. Louis and he realized what real football was like.
Exactly.
One thing I want to bring up is I looked on, according to a forum, the Ravens official message board that you think Roger Goodell has too much power? Now,
oh boy, we got
even though there's only 20 replies, even though there's only 20 replies to the topic, because that's how much Raven fans really care.
Won't you go? Won't you go to the Steelers site?
68.75% say yes. Mm-hmm. 25% say no, and then 6% say everything's perfect the way it is.
Well, the biggest problem that I have with Roger Goodell, he's taking this player safety thing just to an extreme. And football's violent. People get hurt. That's what it is. Yep. You're just going to have to deal with that.
Well,
now, the thing is, you're going to have to take care of these guys after. I mean, if you're making billions and billions of dollars off of these guys, you need to be taking care of them after the fact. Mm-hmm. But Roger Goodell, his power structure, I don't really have a problem with. He's got to have that power. He's the commissioner of the league. Yep. Now, however, it goes back to what we were just talking about. He's got to have some kind of checks and balances. Yep. That's just it. There needs to be some kind
of committee. Too much of a dictator.
Yeah, some kind of board to just say, oh, okay, hold on. Well, the last time you fined a guy for a DUI, you only suspended him for one game and fined him $10,000. Mm-hmm. You can't fine this guy, you know, $50,000 and suspend him for six games. Yeah. Now, if he's a repeat offender, then you can escalate it. You know, you can push it up if he's done it more than once, you know, and that's fine. But there needs to be some kind of a slated thing. And the only problem with that is, and I've been thinking about this, you know, $10,000 to a Tom Brady is not exactly the same as $10,000 to your backup long snapper.
Yeah.
You know, $10,000 to that guy, I mean, that's crushing. But to Tom Brady, he's like, well, you know, Under Armour will pay for that. I don't really have to worry about it.
Yeah. And I think that's also like they should have rules on that as of, you know, where you are, like what position you are and, you know, how much money you're making.
Yeah, it should be some kind of graduated system.
Yeah. Well, it should, and that's where you're saying like a board or something.
Yeah.
A member of three. Three guys that used to play football. I mean, come on.
Yeah, and that's a great. So we can all agree on that thing. There needs to be some kind of checks and balances system. All right. Well, is there anybody else that you would rather see as a commissioner? Do you think I don't, quite frankly. I think Roger Goodell is the right person for the job. I mean, he's been doing a pretty good job, except for the. He's gotten a little power hungry. He's making a little too many radical changes to the league. But aside from that, I think he's done a great job with marketing the league. It's bigger and better than it's ever been. It's just raking in money hand over fist. So as far as a business goes, you can't ask for any better leader than Roger Goodell is right now.
No, absolutely. I think he does a good job. Pete Rozelle was a good commissioner. Besides that,
I liked old Tagliabue.
Tagliabue was all right.
He was pretty good.
He was too. I mean, he should have done this 10 years ago.
Yeah,
Far as the concussions and stuff, come on, man, he should have done that 10 years ago.
I kind of put Tagliabue in the same company as David Stern. David Stern, he needs to go. But we're going to get into NBA here in just a little bit. But now, going back to a comment that you made earlier.
Art Shell.
Art Shell, there
That's
you go.
What I was thinking.
There's your Hall of Famer. Do you have any sympathy for the players right now?
A little, but you know what? They agreed to it.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, these guys are complaining, he shouldn't do it. Why did you agree to the CBA?
Yep.
This was one of the lockout reasons. I wish they would have got this done, ironed out before they came back to the table.
I think because they all still wanted to play football. Well, they wanted to get it done.
Yeah.
Like,
but,
seriously, you know, so they were probably like, hey, let's just, you know,
yeah, but
agree
they
to
knew
it.
This was one of the big issues
yeah.
was, you know, does he have too much power? So, but yeah, absolutely. I'm sorry, we're giving out money.
Sorry, we have somebody asking for a dollar on the show.
Who let this guy in?
Where we get panhandlers?
Yeah, we got homie the clown
here.
Over here.
Homie the clown.
There's some quarters.
Oh, we gotta get homie the clown on the stage.
All right. So the sympathy for the players, and I honestly don't. I'm in the same boat with you. I don't disagree with what you're saying. I can't have any sympathy for these guys. They know what they're doing. They've been doing it for a long time, and most of these guys played it for many more years before they got into the league than they will actually in the league. So whatever money they make is going to be much more than anything else they will ever make in the rest of their lives. And I'm sorry, you signed the contract. You know
yep.
exactly what you're getting into. There's hard hits, there's big plays, everything else. You try to make the most of it while you can. There's really no room for anybody to be in there complaining and trying to upset the apple cart and mess it up for everybody else. Just take your medicine. It's not exactly perfect, but it's never going to be perfect.
Nope.
Just take it and move on.
Did you hear what Hargrove had to say? Anthony Hargrove.
I didn't do it.
And really? Come on.
Nuh-uh.
It was somebody else.
And going back to what you said about if Roger Goodell is
Goodell.
A good – what? Goodell?
Goodell.
Goodell. If he's a good NFL commissioner, one guy said that with growing the NFL, he actually has done good with that, has introduced the playing of some games in London and Toronto, all of which have been sold out. And he also killed off an unperforming product, NFL Europe. And now plans for expansion to the rest of the world. I think he really is focused on growing the NFL pie.
Well, hold on a second. The NFL Europe, did anybody miss those games? I mean,
no,
really?
I never watched
them. I enjoyed those games. I'm a football fan.
Did.
I liked them.
But didn't you like – who came from Europe?
Jake DeHolm. Kurt Warner.
They
actually played on the
guys.
Same team.
They should have, like, a minor league system.
Yeah, they definitely
like
do.
Now, the NBA's
it's called college football.
Now, does he have anything to do with –
But, you know, there are some guys out there that can
yeah.
play.
But that's what the CFL is for, USFL, all that stuff, arena leagues.
Who wants to ride away to Canada to play football?
Exactly.
Hey, Ricky Williams did it.
The Rocket.
Ain't nobody got the money. Like, well, he ain't got no money on the babies.
Warren Moon did it.
I was always wondering, though, like, did he have anything to do with – like, I think it was – this year, the Pro Bowl, that was in...
Don't nobody even play.
That
was
a joke.
No, but that was in Miami, right?
Yeah. Just
but,
this
like,
year was
does he have anything to do with, like, where that goes?
Yeah.
Because...
Yeah.
So did he say no Hawaii this year? Because, I mean...
No, nothing.
Well, they decided that they were going to try to move... Because Hawaii is such a hard place to get to, they wanted to try it in the lower 48 to see if they could increase attendance.
Yeah, but what about the people in Miami Dolphins? They're like, this ain't no damn vacation. I mean,
well, but there aren't many Dolphins in the Pro Bowl, so...
Very true. Very true.
Yeah. Hey, Brandon Marshall dominated last year.
Well, he's a bear now. So.
Yeah.
He's a bear.
Yeah, Dolphin uniform, man.
Maybe Ocho Cinco. I don't know.
No.
That's funny.
South Beach is a nice place to go, but no, it's going to go back to Hawaii where it's
that's
where
it's
been forever.
Be.
I mean, it's just that, like, you know, it's like if you change traditions, I understand that, but how long the tradition has been?
Okay, well, that's another topic. Do you guys think that there should be a Pro Bowl?
Yes. Yes.
I think it's good. I love to watch it when my team's players are in there.
When they're in there.
Haven't been many lately, but
yeah. You know. I always want to see the best players play each other. You can't always put all the best players in one team.
But I hate it when those best players are there almost every freaking year.
Well, I think they're the best players.
Well, I think there should be some system set up like baseball. You know, the All-Star game means something because
home field advantage.
Come on. All right. But there should be
Well, there's a freaking, you know, trophy There's no trophy,
no,
bro.
There should be some system.
No, there's contract bonuses and things like that. There's $100,000 for the winner and $50,000 for the loser or something like that. But, yeah, so no sympathy for the players.
No.
Okay. I don't think there deserves to be any.
Nope.
All right. Well, I think we're going to – that's going to be our first segment here. I'm Clay for Mr. Dixon and Mr. Summit and Mr. Hellbig. We are going to take a little break, and we'll be right back after this. You're listening to The Breakdown.
The Breakdown.